pray. Lord, reveal your truth to us. Amen. What a beginning to this new school year. So many new rules and regulations, as if there weren't enough already. But it is what it is, and we have to live with it. Our daily routines are laid out for us. Do this, do that, wear this, wear that, stand here, sit there. The freedom to do as we choose is limited. The question is, what would you do if you did have that freedom? I'm sure that many of you have thoughts in your minds. Sports, music, shopping, roaming around, holding hands, or just goofing off. However, that really doesn't answer the question in the manner in which I want it answered. So I ask it again, what would you choose? Actually, this is something that you are going to be faced with every day. The Holy Spirit gives us the answer in the fifth chapter of Ephesians. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We know that the Spirit often pictures our life on earth as a journey. We are walking towards a destination. Our walk began at conception. It was dramatically changed at our baptism. Our walk encounters twists and turns, bumps and potholes, and even a bottomless sinkhole. These are the days that our text is talking about when the Spirit says the days are evil. Yes, these are the evil days. And I'm not talking about the pandemic. I'm talking about the twists and turns of false doctrine, the bumps and potholes of temptation, and that great sinkhole of unbelief and hell. So you get up in the morning, and what faces you? The days are evil. So you're faced with a day of evil, a day with temptations. There's a devil roaming about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. There's the world trying to fool you into believing that sin is fun. And inside your own self, there's a sinful nature constantly encouraging you to jump at the chance of having some fun. So this school year, what are you going to choose? See then that you walk circumspectly. What's that? Well, think of it this way. Circum is related to the word circle. Spectly is related to the word spectator, someone who is watching something. So just taking that word, circumspectly refers to watching in full circle, watching all the way around you. Now the Greek word for this is akrobos, and it tells us that we're not just to look around, but as we do, compare what we're seeing with what God tells us in his word. The days are evil. You never know which side the enemy is coming from. So you keep your eye on every part of the road, all the way around you, including behind you. Keep your eyes open for those twists of false doctrine, for the potholes of temptation, and for that terrible sinkhole of unbelief. Walk circumspectly. Even here at ILC, there are dangers. We cannot escape our own sinful nature. It's with us wherever we go. We can't really escape the sinful world, particularly now that we are more tied to the internet than perhaps we have been in the past. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Reddit, and so forth. Now, you may get some innocent and beneficial delight from the social media, but look out. The days are evil. Walk circumspectly, and this includes your walk through the internet. Walk not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. You see, the fool doesn't care how he uses his time. In fact, he is more than willing to give his time to the devil, the world, and his own flesh. A wise person will redeem the time. That is to say, he will buy it up for God-pleasing purposes. I think we all admit with sadness that we have many times not been looking around. We have not kept our eyes open for evil, nor for opportunities to do good. We have stumbled into the potholes of temptation. We have been steered in wrong directions by the twists of false doctrine. And we have even been lured toward that sinkhole of unbelief. But what a great and merciful God we have. He sent his own Son to correct all of this. He sent him down here to do what we failed to do. And we end up getting the credit for what he did. He walked circumspectly all the time. He redeemed the time, every second of it. He did our job for us. And not only that, but then he also took upon himself the punishment for what we failed to do. Suffering and dying on the cross, he paid the full price to save us from our foolish way of life, which would have led toward damnation. We are forgiven. We are righteous in the sight of God. We are on the road to heaven. By the grace of God, empowered by his Son, reassured by the Holy Spirit, we are now able to walk circumspectly. So as the writer to the Hebrews says, therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. So what would you choose? If you did have that freedom, what would you choose? I thank God that he has given to ILC these students sitting here in the classrooms, the faculty, the staff, who keep their eyes open all around circumspectly, keep their eyes open for error and sin, and for goodness and truth. And above all, you all keep your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, your Savior. May God bless and guide and comfort us on our journey through this new school year. Amen. We will sing the hymn number 207. We're going to sing verses 4 and 5, but in reverse order. So verses 5 and 4, hymn 207.